All right, so we have to start from the beginning. Let's just—I understand we know each other, but for the people who have no clue who the fuck you are, let's start there. Okay, let's start right there. Let's start with the intersex thing, because people have no clue what the fuck that is. Explain to the audience what that means.
Okay, intersex obviously can mean a lot of different things for people, but for me, I'm what's called mosaic. Intersex used to be hermaphrodite, so of course people are familiar with that, but it was derogatory, more like a freak show. You thought of it in circus context. I was born with both male and female parts. My chromosomes are XX and XY, but I always identified female. Some intersex people don't identify as either. In theory, I was neither male nor female. Ooh. And that's so hard for people to really understand. But decades ago, I was surgically corrected to just one gender, female.
All right, so you did let's call a spade so people understand this. You had something that looked like a cock, but it wasn't a cock because you didn't have testicles and everything.
Right. Okay. I mean, I had a vagina in that cock, too.
Yeah, well, I figured
that. It was closed up. Yes.
I had a closed up. Well, who hasn't? Billy has a closed up vagina. He calls it his girlfriend.
That's true.
Wow. Far from it, but
well, actually, you all had a vagina. That's how we all start out.
Yeah.
If you think about this in the terms of science, we're all female in the beginning. The ovaries drop down, become your testicles. The lips close up, become your sac, and the clitoris grows out and becomes your penis.
Yeah.
So
why am I all turned on?
It's not hard to think this variation.
So I got mine. That's for sure.
I still have one. I told you my penis looks like a clitoris, and my ball bag looks like the lips. So what do you know? What am I gonna do?
Maybe that's why I'm attracted to you. I don't know.
I don't know what the fuck that is. People are calling it. People, I'm talking to Taylor Chandler.
Yeah.
All right. God damn it! Stop calling. Call in a minute when we're in. We just started the fucking interview. People, crazy. There's probably TMZ.
They want to hate on me already.
Well, that's the thing I wanted to talk about, because you are seemingly, from what even Danny was just saying, because he was all over the internet and he was checking out people's reaction to things that are mainly the reaction to you. You're like the most hated woman on the internet because you're going after the Olympic golden boy, who we have to say allegedly, even though I believe you. Allegedly, your ex-boyfriend, Michael Phelps. Okay?
I think the problem is a lot of these people didn't know I existed until now.
Sure.
I mean, you know, people that have been in the know, I've talked about this nonstop. It's just the Olympics amplified everything. What's frustrating for me is that when he did the New York Times article, and then he did the Sports Center interview. Those are the first times he started giving a timeline of the days leading up to the DUI and after the DUI, and it's all a lie.
All right,
so in turn, he's calling me a liar.
So let's talk about the DUI. The DUI that you say he got, that's what caused your life with Michael Phelps to go to shit.
Correct, because there was so much media around that when the night of the DUI, people saw me come to his house, leave his house. They saw my car. My car was parked there for 2 days. You know, it just, it left me so exposed because of his actions. Wow. And then by him not saying anything, not acknowledging me, he, by omission, made me look like a liar to the world.
And that's why you feel like your life is now fucked up, because you also feel now. Can I talk about the thing you just sent me?
Yeah. Let me say this first. I was a sign language interpreter. We need to be invisible. Living in D.C., I worked at, you know, a lot of government agencies. I worked on the Senate floor. You can't do that job and people be recognizing you. You can't be at the hospital and someone walk up and be like, I just saw you on TMZ, because then I've compromised the confidentiality of my deaf client, because we have all their information going in our ears, off our hands. And so what I sent you today is the culmination of what's happened, not being literally not been able to work for the last 2 years, you know, people, that's one of the things they bash me about. Get a job, get a job. I've tried, you know, with Google, the internet, with being so highly visible, and I'll take responsibility and say some of that's my own fault for things that I did in the beginning, but there was no handbook on how to deal with your life once it's thrown into the public eye.
No, and your name has been dragged through the mud, and you've been persecuted at the altar of the court of public opinion, and you've been told this, that, and the other. So how the hell would you be able to get a job? Like, you can't work at a Wegmans or a Publix because your name gets looked up and they go, hey, by the way, didn't you also do this? Weren't you also hermaphrodite? And weren't you this, that, and the other? And that's the thing that I think that people kind of gloss over, because your life in a nutshell, because the way you explain it is this one, the DUI happens, and from that moment on, now your life is a shambles. You are now filing for bankruptcy because you can't afford anything. And you now, because I got to play devil's advocate. Now, the other side of the coin is that the internet is saying that you come off like a jealous ex-girlfriend who can't move on because Michael Phelps has moved on. He has a kid now. I think I don't know if it's a wife or a girlfriend. I don't know what the fuck it is.
Fiance.
Fiance, all right.
Yeah, right there. She knew.
But let me pose another part of it.
Yeah.
Let's just say that nothing has changed with Michael Phelps. Octagon and his people have just gotten better at keeping it out of the public eye and keeping his indiscretions clean.
Right.
Well, the point of order, the reason why we were like, oh shit, we have to have Taylor on, is because you went out on just a random Tuesday during the Olympics and just ripped him a new asshole via the internet. You went on and you were talking about how he was breaking Charlie Sheen's hooker record, that he was like, that he's not really a nice dude and everyone's blinded by the gold medals.
Correct.
Now, would you do you care to go more deeper into that?
The problem is, no one wants to believe that. If you, like you guys were saying, the backlash to that was, now, we don't care, that's a personal life. He won gold medal.
Right.
It's kind of sad to me that, in my opinion, and it is my opinion, but it's a pretty strong one, he violated so many times the 304 code of USA Swimming. If he wasn't Michael Phelps, he wouldn't even be allowed to compete, period.
What's the 304 code? Help me out here.
The moral conduct that swimmers have to uphold. Because to be part of USA Swimming, not only do you have to qualify on the swimming level, you have to have a high moral caliber. You can't smoke pot. You can't speed. You can't have DUIs. You can't be a womanizer. You can't do all these things that he's done, but yet he's there, you know.
But wait, Brock, but
His name that raped a girl, he's not competing in the Olympics.
Yeah, but hold on for a second. You can't put rape with smoking weed, because then Mateo next to me would be the biggest rapist in the world.
It'd all be a jam.
But I mean, like, the violations of the 304 code are a violation. It's like sin, you know. If you look at God and religion, sin is sin. Violation.
Oh, I get that.
It's like,
I understand.
You're going to have the Little League World Series coming up. They all do that. They oath to the Little League World Series, blah, blah, blah. So whenever they get caught cheating, they're all thrown out.
Sure.
You know, that's.
And
it's a little thing. It's not, you know, they raped or murdered anybody. They just violated the oath. So once you violate the oath, boom, you're out.
But I get that. What I'm saying, though, is to me, it makes her look, it makes Taylor look bad in the eyes of the assholes. Well, I understand that Taylor's just trying to make sure that her message gets heard.
Right.
That she is right and he is wrong. And I get that. He did a lot of bad shit. But what I'm saying is, from the other people looking at her, she looks like the jealous ex-girlfriend who just can't get over it. I'm not saying I agree with that. Yeah. I'm just saying that that's what she looks like. Because, like, Taylor, a lot of people would say, just get over it. Fuck Michael Phelps. He's an asshole.
We I hear that every day.
All right, so,
I do.
So then why do you think you can't get over it?
Well, I'm still not working. I filed bankruptcy today in Alexandria, Virginia court.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Phelps is named in that bankruptcy. You know, right or wrong, I made the decisions. I felt like I had no other decision at the time, but ultimately it was my decision. I wrote a book about him. I did a film based on my life with him.
It's a good porn. It's a good porno.
So those have to be promoted. And unfortunately, no matter what I do, his name precedes mine. I literally could probably cure cancer, and they would say Michael Phelps' ex cured cancer.
You can get in that time machine with Donald Trump and nail Jesus, and it would still be Michael Phelps' ex-girlfriend nailed Jesus to the cross.
In my defense, I never said I was his girlfriend. That was the media. I said that him and I were dating, we were in a relationship,
but you were his girlfriend.
We were making plans. The media started calling me his girlfriend, his alleged this, his self-proclaimed that. Those were never my words. The media did that to me.
But the media also called you a hermaphrodite, and that's not fucking true either. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's...
The
media is wrong.
Part of it is, in the beginning, they'd call me a he, she, man, freak, tranny, transgender, and then the first sentence in the article would be, she was born intersex, and then they'd explain it. It was all about what I've learned is no matter what news is happening, at the end of the day, it's all showbiz.
Yeah, and right. I've seen Taylor Naked.
Sensationalism.
I've seen Taylor Naked in the movie, which, by the way, is called Going for Gold. Oh. Going for the Gold. She is the quote-unquote first ever intersex porn star. I believe that's how Vivid, was selling
it,
hawking it out there. And yet again, I watched the trailer again last night just for, you know, research. And and I got to
say, did you rub one off?
You sure did.
Oh no, I wrote one out to you at least once a week. But like, see, that's the whole thing. She's not a tranny. She's not transgender. She's not hermaphrodite. Like, she doesn't have anything. Everything down there looks like a working vagina.
There you go.
Like a well-oiled machine,
yes,
so to speak. I don't know if it's oiled. I think she uses KY. But I'm just saying, it's
that depends on the guy.
There you go. And she talks dirty amazingly in this movie. Like, there's a lot. Most of the narration was just Taylor on a couch upside down playing with herself. Talking.
Well, you
want to
know what's funny about that, Eddie? Kimberly Kane, who's another porn star, she's the director of Going for the Gold. And her and Maddie, who is one of the cameramen, they literally told me that I should teach young girls how to do solo masturbation because they didn't need to direct me at all. And I'd never done that crap before. I thought about what a man would like, and, you know, we were kind of setting it up. Like, he was away at a swim meet, and I was home fantasizing about him, and then when he came home from the swim meet, you see it lived out with him. But the part where we're dressed and stuff, that's, you know, it chronologically goes through exactly what was happening in my relationship with him and what happened sexually with him.
All I'm going to say is the guy who ever played Michael Phelps, even though he was in the pool, there was no shrinkage. I'm going to say that right now. Monster's penis.
It was a heated pool.
Oh, my God. It was heated. It must have been fucking... It must have been heated by lava.
Ooh.
All right, Billy, because it got bigger.
You know that pool was freezing? That pool scene took, like, 10 takes because it was so fucking cold. He jumped in, jumped right back out, and he's like, oh, my God, I can't do this. I can't do this. And they were like, you've got to do this because that part was shot with a GoPro.
Yeah.
And it took take... When you see me laying on that chair and that beach bunny bikini, I had like heated blankets on me until right before the camera was going to go over me because it was so freaking cold.
They told the guy
that was shot in December.
They
you
told
know,
the guy, look,
like,
you're going to get out of the pool. Don't worry about it. She's going to blow you.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. She'll give you mouth
and then she had to swim across the pool, and then I'm standing at the end holding the gold medals, and I turn around. Oh my God. I was like, and he was splashing. I was like, fuck my life, I'm freezing. He took a 20-minute hot shower, and it was running so that he literally went from the pool to the shower before anything could happen further.
So why, let me ask this question. If you did this porno, why can't you just do more porn and then you have a job?
I don't know. Porn really wasn't what I wanted to do in the first place. It just kind of was, you know, you learn quickly how a news cycle shifts. So things that were offered to me in the beginning that I didn't want any part of, then when I decided I wanted them, those deals were gone. Then other deals come up. It was a constant shift. Because the whole time he was in rehab, I didn't give interviews. I didn't talk about him. I did nothing. I protected him. I thought we were still together. Right. I was, quote unquote, standing by my man. It wasn't until November 19th when he got out. Huh?
No, I was singing Stand By Your Man.
Poorly, I was saying.
So it wasn't
Fuck
until
you,
November
Joe,
19th
tell me why not.
When he got out that I said anything.
Yeah, but you had a strike while the iron's hot. I mean, to me, you had a viable grudge to make the point of that you were cast aside, you were thrown asunder. It's like, yeah, fuck her. I don't care about her now. I'm Michael Phelps. I got to go to rehab. That was the attitude, at least, that was out there. To me, the only thing is, to me, Taylor, is because I don't want you to be looked at as some kind of fucking asshole. Because that's how the media spins it. Asshole face. What they do is they come out and they'll say, like, you know, she's out there. And she's obviously, she's got bankruptcy going on issues now. She's got her life is just a shambles.
I think she has a great case of defamation of character.
You have to say, she has a defamation of character. Well, I think that's probably what through the bankruptcy that might lead to that, Joe.
Absolutely. She's been damaged.
But she's now damaged goods.
Yeah.
My whole thing is I don't want you to come off looking like the one who's just a jealous ex-girlfriend who can't get over, you know, Michael Phelps. You mean like he has got a baby now, he's got a fiance, yeah, he did the pot, and now he's fucking around, he sent dick pics to somebody.
Wait, he went to rehab to get off pot?
No, he went to rehab. Oh. No.
I got really offended.
D-W-I.
Yes. Munchies, Mateo just woke up.
Yeah.
No, he was drinking. And that's how he got the DUI. I mean, he had weed in his system,
his
probably.
His second DUI, because he had gotten one prior.
Yeah.
But they, you know, like she said, they have the people behind
him. He got one prior that he was caught. Yeah. You wouldn't believe how many times Baltimore police let him go.
Believe it or not, I would.
Oh, yeah.
All he had to do was get out of the car and then jump into the river. And just swim away. Who the fuck's going to catch Michael Phelps? There
Nobody.
He goes. Yeah, there he goes. Fuck, he's gone.
Well, see, part of what was hard about that is when he talks about the dark period and wanting to kill himself and he was in bed for 5 days all by himself, all a lie. It never even happened. Ooh. It's so... And anybody that knows his mother sees how dominant a figure she's always been in his life. She lives a mile from him. His door is an electronic keypad. She has the code. Does anybody honestly think that after getting the DUI, all the media scrutiny, that she allowed him to just lay in bed for 5 days on the brink of suicide? Everything that you are seeing is a well-oiled PR image rebuilding machine. Unfortunately, me saying that comes across like I'm a bitch, I'm angry, and I am angry because I'm being called a liar.
You're fighting the PR machine of Michael Phelps. That's what I'm saying. It's a kind of losing fight.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want you to lose, though.
When you see that, and I mean, a dark period, let's be realistic.
He was
here.
Fucking black
this
chicks.
Is the way he's always been. That's why I did the timeline of cheating. I wanted people to see he's always done this. And it's not me just saying it. You can look online and you can see these stories that unraveled every single time. You know, that's why she left him in the beginning, because the carry three gene. There's always been a cheating mechanism in all of this. He's always, you know, an article came out today saying that I'm in a love triangle with him and Nicole.
Right.
You know, when Nicole got back together with him,
I was going to say, good for you.
In June of 2014, during the Irvine meet, she was still with Mark. She was cheating too. So it's not like she's some mother saint. You know, Mark threw her out. She had nowhere to go. She went home to her parents. Michael flew out there, bought her a BMW. You know, she's a former beauty queen. She worked for some subsidiary company of Yahoo as like a spokesperson training telemarketers. So how hard is it for anyone to believe that Michael Phelps on any level was appealing to her?
I get all that.
Oh, let me say this.
Yes, please.
Who in their right mind is going to have a baby in the middle of training for the Olympics? Nobody.
Yeah,
but
supposed
hats off to that girl for securing her future. And, you know, because of his training, he's hardly been there at all since Boomer was born. So you cannot tell me in any way, shape, or form that he wanted to start a family while he's in the middle of, you know, 10, 16-hour training days leading into the Olympics.
Have you talked to Michael since?
Yes.
And what does Michael have to say about this since the well-oiled PR machine is telling you, hell no, she's a bitch?
Are you going to any Ravens games?
Michael's apologized to me in private. The problem is he won't do it publicly. Michael sometimes can be like, everything you're seeing now is so against who he is. He hates talking publicly. I couldn't understand the Facebook Live thing. Then it turned out it was a paid deal. Plus, it makes him more human to people, so they like him more. He never liked fans and taking photos. He's such a private person. All of that was just difficult for him. To know Michael Phelps, when you saw him win that gold and the arm span and telling everybody to clap for him, all I could think of in that moment is he's standing there going, all right, bitches, bow down, suck my dick. I am Michael Phelps.
I say that every time I get in the pool. I do the exact same speech. I say, bow down, I'm Michael Phelps, bitch. And my parents are like, why are you telling us to suck your dick? That's mean. But I do it every time. Go ahead.
And the funny thing is, it's like, to me, the Olympics aren't what they used to be, like in the 70s.
No, I said that the other day,
were like amazing Olympians. And don't get me wrong, I am not saying he, when it comes to swimming, he's dedicated, he puts in the work, he is what he is. But that has zero to do with his character, the man, and who he is out of the pool. And what people see has nothing to do with actually who he is.
Right.
Up until a couple of months ago, he'd never talked about the DUI and everything that happens. If people pay attention to the Meadows where he went in Arizona, it's for sexual addiction. Primarily. Ooh. It's not for alcoholics. So if people start really doing their homework, when I was accused of having sex with him during halftime at the Baltimore Ravens game, it was an away game. They weren't even in town. So that's so ridiculous. It's unbelievable.
She still fucked him, but it was an away game.
Oh, I was disappointed.
The Daily Mail today or yesterday is saying that, I screwed him in the bathroom. First of all, if I'm going to screw Michael Phelps at a Ravens game, it certainly ain't happening in the bathroom. And, Hollywood Gossip, who is just a horrible sight, today they're calling me a stalker and saying that I could never corroborate my story. Why would I corroborate my story to Hollywood Gossip? Just ridiculous.
Do you have any pictures of you, giving Michael Phelps fellatio or a hand job? You mean, because that would shut up everybody at one shot.
You want to bite him, Eddie?
No. Well, yes, I would like to see it. I think Michael Phelps is cheating because he has a giant penis. I think that thing's like a runner when he's in the water.
Dollars.
No, what I'm saying is...
People have always asked if I had a picture of Michael Phelps and I together. I've never lied about it. I said the truth. I said, things were new with us. I didn't feel like I had to take a picture to prove I was with him. I was trying to... On social media, I called him my 6'4 body heater to my 200 family and friends on my little Facebook at the time. I wasn't trying to be out with this. And I dated a lot of high-profile people throughout my life because I'm blonde, 5'8", big boobs. It's the social circle I ran in Orlando. And so, I didn't want any of this that's happened. And that's why it's so frustrating that people think that I did. I had a great job. I made great money. Why would I want my personal life made public when I'd worked so hard to keep my personal life private for 25 years?
Right.
But that's what I'm trying to say. You come off in this whole thing. I understand that you're fighting for what you believe in. Taylor, I got to wrap this up, but I want to make it abundantly clear to you. I know that you're fighting for what you believe in. And I understand. I truly believe you over all the... I believe in my heart of hearts that Michael Phelps, he just... To me, he looks like a dick. So I understand. This is my personal opinion. That he comes off like he's a dick. So, okay. That's my personal opinion. But now no one's going to like... If I come out and do a whole, get a podium and I stand up in the middle of like Times Square and I go, by the way, Michael Phelps is a dick. Let me tell you why. Somebody is going to make it look like this fat tub of shits is out here besmirching the name of Michael Phelps.
How dare
you? Our 23 gold medal winning son of a bitch.
You should be shocked.
And blah, 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 blah. And automatically, they're going to attack me then at that point. Do you understand what I'm saying? You automatically are going to look like the ex-girlfriend who's, like that one fucking site you just said, called you a stalker and called you this, that, and the other. You're not going to look good in the scenario. I think, honestly, you should, if, when you do the bankruptcy now, if he gets called to that trial, like a bankruptcy hearing, and he has to show up, that right there might give you some closure. But if he doesn't...
Well, I don't know that he'll be called, but people will get at the public hearing what they've wanted. So they say, because at that hearing, all the proof and documentation that everybody's been so eager for so long will be submitted into evidence in my bankruptcy case for the public and the world to see. And they will see that I really was dating him. I really was seeing him. I really was there the night of the DUI. They'll see our fight. And you know, they'll see that no text was doctored, no email was doctored, no phone logs were doctored, that everything is real. It's backed up by evidence that can't be disputed, and it will be submitted into court in a public hearing. And, you know, it'll be real interesting to see what Phelps and his camp have to say then.
That's what you need.
And they forced my hand with his being quiet. Here we are now, and now it's going to be forced to come out and be public.
Right.
I think you should be allowed, if you win, this is the last thing, because then I have to go to break. I think what you should do is when you win the bankruptcy, the hearing, and you get, and all, and by win I mean all the proof comes out, and in the court of public opinion you win, I think Michael Phelps should have to give you at least three of the medals. I think that's the nicest thing the fucker can do. All right, he can't give you the kid. I say he gives you the medals. That's the nicest thing he could do.
Well, I figure based on the image that they keep shoving out there, he has to give up those shoes with the baby footprint in them.
Very true.
Aw, those are cute. They really are.
All right, Taylor Chandler, thank you for being on the show, baby. Round of applause.
Thank you for having
She's
me.
She's fighting a good fight. She's trying to make sure that she doesn't look like an asshole.
No, absolutely. Right?
Yeah, it's depressing because she's got the proof, and nobody wants to fucking listen.
Well, good luck with the lawsuit.
I know. I want her to win.
Yeah.
I want her to win. I want her to be not just the girl that I've masturbated to.
Sure.
I want her to be a winner.
A wealthy winner.
I want her to be the winning girl I masturbate
absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Taylor.
Yes.